Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program, inviting you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we're going to continue here in a moment. We're going to continue Dale's story that he got from cracked.com, the six laws that might be necessary in the near distant future, and more kind of a question of what are some of the new technological advances that we're going to see happen, what kind of social changes will that result in, and will there be new laws necessary for that? Of course, our answer probably would be no, from a serious standpoint, that I would not like to see more new laws.
I don't want to see them, but no. I'm sure that there'll be, you know, already new laws keep coming up for stupid 40, things.
40,000 I mean, in the last
this,
year.
Look at the smoking device and new laws coming up for it.
40,000 in the United States of America.
In the last year alone. Yeah. But then again, as we also pointed out last hour, it's likely that in order to have a lot of these technological advances like extended lifespans and things like that, that getting past the idea of government will be a very important step because there are certain
It's coming. Yeah. I think a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people don't understand my optimism, but I feel that it is coming. I have my reasons for why I predict that it is coming up, that the time is coming now where people will actually question the notion of where the government gets the authority that it claims. And that's that's at the foundation of what's keeping this apparatus of destruction going. I think
that people want better customer service, and there's no organization worse at providing customer service than the government. I mean, their solution for a customer service problem is to throw somebody in jail, and if they don't like that,
and that's because they can. And so they have that's where the authority has to be questioned for that to change. It's because they can.
Yeah,
because they have this ultimate power.
I have a similar
authority. So
I have similar optimism that I think that that humans are moving towards more liberty, and I think that now in today's technological world that things move more quickly, and I think that we are.
Yeah, the memes travel more quickly. Yeah, that's where a lot of my optimism comes from. Yeah. And I'm looking at an idea that is contagious. You know, an idea spreading, you know, and it can, you know, it could be good or bad, but a meme can be good or bad, but it's an idea that spreads and is contagious and grows. So with the sex bots, there is the idea that, for instance, Christopher Hanley was charged with possession of child porn and bestiality porn drawings. So the images didn't have any real children. Just
was this the manga
ink.
Ones?
Manga drawings, and he was arrested for it. So, and it gets ten times more complicated when you have sex bots that are intelligent and qualified for human rights. And then what if the sex bot isn't in the mood? Is it then rape? And,
what if it's a child sex bot?
Right, and this is this is something I absolutely believe is going to happen because some people like the whole, the whole rape thing as a sexual outlet or whatever, and some people will simulate it with their partners, and some of their partners like it, and it's all very weird. And then you throw in the weird pedophile curveball to this, and if you do have sex robots out there, I think that within a relatively short period of time, I'm talking about months, not years, you're going to see the screaming, fleeing child sex robot, rape sex robot out there, because pedophile will want the child that goes tries to run away and they can grab him and do whatever they want to do.
I don't think pedophile.
I don't think it'll happen that fast if it does happen, because that's going to be, I mean, what company is going to want that PR? I don't know.
There's a lot of companies and people just don't care, man.
There's a lot of, first of all, the term pedophile is a lover of children. We've interviewed a pedophile on this show extensively, actually, so it's very unlikely that pedophiles would be the ones.
Oh, come on,
those
man.
Are rapists.
You know what the
Mark,
term
you're
means.
Talking about a rapist.
Right. You know exactly what I mean. Here.
Well, I know what you mean. I'm just
saying.
That's
what the terminology pedophile. They're talking about love in a physical sense. You understand? Sex, child sex haver is what they're talking about.
Well, I'm just trying to recount what the pedophile that we had on the show said.
Which was a strange, strange interview. I'm sorry.
A very honest interview, I thought.
A guy that wants to have sex with young children is not a child lover. Sorry, he's not. He doesn't love children. He's a sick, disgusting loser.
What I'm telling you is that not all pedophiles want to have sex with young children. That's what I'm telling you.
Sorry, the word is ruined. Why are you trying to save it?
Well, I'm not trying to say, but I'm just pointing out that they're not all necessarily rapists. 800-259-9231.
That's what it means to people.
So that actually leads into number two, which is legally redefining slavery. Because once you have AI and you have robots that are intelligent enough to pass for human and so on, then now you have to start thinking about, do they have rights?
Right. If a robot has a personality, at what point does mimicking a personality become an actual personality? When the robot says, I want to be free and be able to go where I want and go to the mall and have ice cream and meet with other robots like me. I mean, when they say that, at what point are they mimicking what a real person would do? And at what point are they actually real people? And what rights do they have at that point?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird stuff, but it's going to have. It's an issue that humans will have to deal with.
I think. Was there more?
Yeah. Well, there's extrapolation on that.
Okay.
So, how long will it be until robots are as smart as a person? 2029, according to somewhat crazy Ray Kurzweil. So
2029.
Yeah, that guy's pretty visionary. I would have to say, from what I've heard of him, from what I've read of Kurzweil.
Yeah, Michael Swain says it's already happening, although he's described as outright crazy. One thing is undeniable. If the present rate of progress continues, computer progress. This is what happens when I try to read. If the present rate of progress continues, computer processing power will surpass the brain of man in 2030 and woman in 2038.
Oh God, that's funny.
So yeah, the idea is we will have to at some point consider the feelings of robots. So the UK government already paid for a study to examine the problem of AI rights.
They did, yes.
When does an AI fit the legal definition of a person?
When does the government so stupid that they're going to do studies on things that they have no idea about? I mean,
what if the experts predicting humans will be able to upload their minds to computers by 2050 are correct? Will those uploads be considered people? What's the difference? So
everybody's doing the math. Will I make?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'll be 70.
Okay. Oh, I did the math.
I can make
it. I'm like, maybe I need to work out a little more.
I'll be 80.
Watch my diet. Make it just long enough.
If I do make that, forget I smoked for years, decades.
Yeah, they might have some sort of lung cleaning technology by that point.
Yeah, maybe. I quit early enough. It's possible my lungs will survive.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know.
George Burns made it to 100, and he smoked all the way up to the end.
George Burns smoked cigars, and you don't really.
He didn't get mouth cancer.
You don't inhale much mouth cancer. Kids don't smoke, but mouth cancer largely overblown compared to lung cancer. Okay. Your mouth can handle smoke a heck of a lot better than it does than your lungs can.
I love this last line, actually, on number two in this section that says, so what's the protocol when the next generation of super smart predator drones refuse to go into battle because they've calculated that pacifism works better?
I think that they will find that.
That'd be great.
You know, that's something that the Liberty Movement is having this really heated battle over. I'm experiencing it anyway. Several of us have gotten very interested in the Quaker process, and we've been exploring alternatives to violence. And it's really at the core of libertarian philosophy anyway. At least the whole idea of not initiating violence. And so there's this long heated debate about people who are suggesting that violence is not going to solve the problem, whether it's even if it's defensive, if it's justified and defensive violence.
I'm having that debate with myself constantly.
Yeah, I know. I'm done with the debate. I'm over it. I do not believe violence is going to solve it, defensive, justified, or otherwise. So
I'm with you, Dale. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination. This
is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See them for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
You can learn about public policy internships by going to libertarianinternships.com. You can learn about public policy by interning in state or federal policy organizations. It's the Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program. It includes an opening week-long policy seminar, an eight-week paid summer internship, and a closing seminar and weekly policy lectures. You can choose from 70 different organizations in Washington, D.C., and state policy networks all across the United States. And all you have to do is go check it out at libertarianinternships.com. Obviously, being in college age is a criteria for this internship. But if you are that age group, it's be good for you. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we continue here. We're going to go to the final one of the six laws that may be necessary in the future, the technologically advanced future. So we'll hold on to that last one. Well, let's go to the phones instead. Joe is listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hi, this is Joe from New York. I have a question for Ian.
Yes, Joe.
Why do you on occasion seem to imply that sexual contact between children and adults is acceptable?
Well, I think that people can consent to the behavior they would like to engage in.
What do you believe the age of consent to be?
I think that it's whenever you're able to make that that decision for yourself.
So, in other words, according to you, say, I don't know, a six-year-old, they could consent. They could decide to consent to sexual contact with an adult.
I think that it's really, while I might find that reprehensible personally, it's really none of my business.
So you don't think that would be a crime?
I can tell you, sir, that I engaged in sexual contact with somebody who was 16 when I was 10, and
I was 11.
People would call whatever. I don't remember exactly what year it happened, but I was pretty darn young. And I was fully able to make that decision for myself. Would you call that a crime?
Absolutely. Of course it's a crime.
Why?
Children don't have the developmental ability to consent. I mean, that is just a clear, obvious fact, and it's simply disturbing that you wouldn't understand that. But I have an idea on why you might not, and that's because many abuse victims, due to the psychological trauma of the abuse, make up excuses for their abuser and basically blame themselves.
Oh, no, I don't feel like I was abused. I consented. You understand that? See, this is what's very insulting to me, that you can sit there and say, well, you were too young. You didn't know what the hell you were doing. You're 10 years old. You can't make those decisions. That was illegal what happened. That was a crime. And I'm telling you, Joe, that I absolutely knew what I was doing. I made the choice to climb out of my window at night. I made the choice to climb in his window. And I made the choice to engage in the activities I engaged in. Not him. He didn't force me into it.
He got video games out of it.
Ian, that's a totally ridiculous idea. You're fooling yourself. And
it's ridiculous that I am an individual who can make choices?
Let him finish.
Not at 11 years old. I highly suggest you see the psychiatrist, Dr. Ross. His website is rossinst.com. And if you find that challenging to believe, perhaps your co-host may want to consider, you know, what you're making the Liberty Movement and your own show look like in saying these utterly criminal, ridiculous
what
topics.
I'm making the movement look like by being honest about myself and my life and my choices.
Wait a second. Joe, I agree.
It infuriates me, by the way.
I agree with you that this, it disturbs me when he talks about stuff like this. And I've been on the show for a long time now. And, I wonder to myself the same things that you've asked. Now, I would never level an accusation at him like that, but I wonder, you know, like, how did his child prostitution affect his decision making skills today? But I guess I have to ask some questions. So,
it made me a little more open minded toward the ability of young people to be able to make decisions for themselves.
You sound open minded right now. But what I have to ask Joe, I have to ask you some questions. So, he made some decisions, and let's call it 10 years old. He had previously said 11, so it probably spanned a period of months, and maybe it crossed that particular
Possibly.
Arbitrary boundary. What if he the individual that he decided to have sex with at that time, and I believe a 10-year-old can decide to do something, but I also don't think that they necessarily know what the repercussions are of their actions of everything. What if that person had been 11? Would that be rape?
Absolutely.
So two 11-year-olds.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying 2 11-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. And a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old decide to have sex with each other. Because in this case, a 10-year-old and a 16-year-old decided to do that, right? So I'm trying to figure out what your boundaries are. And what you've got to remember, Joe, is that everybody has different boundaries. Mine sounds similar to yours, but I'm just trying to figure out what yours are. Because there's people out there that are bat-ass crazy on this issue. On both sides.
Well, it depends on what they did, what the circumstances were. You know, were they, you know, that would be a matter for, a doctor or someone else to take a look at. But if they were involved in activities of the type that Ian has previously discussed, yeah, I'd have to say it's rape.
Even if they
were 2 11-year-olds.
But who raped whom?
That's really hard thing to grasp, that there's rape when there's two children.
The one who starts.
There's not really an advantage.
Starts it.
I mean, I find it very disturbing, the idea of I do find it very disturbing, the idea of an adult, because children are taught that adults are authority figures and that they're supposed to do as they're told. And so I do find it very disturbing, the idea of an adult using that and taking advantage of a child. And I think there is so much potential for exploitation there. And so I do definitely emotionally relate to what you're saying. What concerns me when you say you want to, like, you say, well, what's the age of consent? And that's this arbitrary number. Who gets to decide that is the question that comes to mind.
It's not arbitrary whatsoever. It's well established.
In Canada, it was 14 for the longest time.
As long as different people, the problem is different people are going to always disagree on it. And you may have some very good scientific studies to point out, and those would be good things to use as evidence for trying to figure things like that out. But then the question is, if I don't believe in a state. To me, that's a religion that doesn't make any sense. And so I don't believe in this entity that has authority to establish these arbitrary numbers. And so I would look at that and say, okay, I recognize there's a problem here with the potential for adults to exploit children who are not in a position to defy their authority over them that they feel they have over them and things like that. That's an attitude I'd like to dispel. I think it would be healthier for protecting children is get this notion out of their minds that they must obey all adults. You know, I don't think that's a healthy thing for a child. I think that we need to teach them better self-respect to begin with. But my concern is, how do we address this problem without a state, which I see as a fictional entity? So and I think at some point we have to allow, put the burden of responsibility back on parents to protect their children.
The way you address problems like that is through the free market. Now, here's a question I have for you guys. How many people in the free state movement have a similar mentality to Ian on this issue?
I would say it's probably minimal. That's my opinion. I think that most people in the Free State Project movement would be.
How would we know? Most people wouldn't talk
about
this.
Just a guess. Right.
Most people are afraid to talk about it if they did feel.
I'll tell you what, Joe. We'll bring it back here in a moment. Hang on, if you don't mind. 800-259-9231. So I've got some questions for Joe about what he's defining as rape. There wasn't actually any intercourse that went on in my situation. Was that rape? It's Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week start page challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on StartPage and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to StartPage and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include our updates. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. And you'll be kept in the loop via email whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you the best prices on gold and silver that we can find anywhere on the Internet. We have U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves. And you can go see the whole bevy of the array at gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue. I think we still have Joe on the line here in New York, and I know that, Mark, you had something you wanted to get out that you weren't able to get out in the last segment. I had some questions for Joe. Joe, you originally called in to ask me about my belief system in regards to young people very young people and their ability or inability to consent to sexual activity. I say that they can. You say they can't. However, you said that you think that the free market should be able to handle it. And, of course, I agree with you on that point. I think that if people are doing things that you disagree with, you're fully within your rights to ostracize them for that sort of thing. But if two people are saying they consented, I don't think that you should be putting anybody in jail personally.
I think it depends if they have the ability to consent or not. That's the whole point.
Okay, so then you don't want to leave it to the free market. You do want to put people in jail cells then, right?
Well, I mean, I think you're twisting words and putting it that way. I mean, I think that the free market can find answers to this solution, and I think that'll be done in the future. I think it will evolve. But, I think I just wanted to call up and mention this what to me sounds like obvious fact. And I think it's something that, I mean, how could this not hurt your show? How could this not hurt the Liberty Movement?
Oh, I think I think that it has hurt the show. I think that this very conversation has lost us an advertiser that we had for quite some time. And I try to get Ian. We have had this conversation on and off the air that I don't want him to ever talk about this issue. But
I'll just talk about it more then.
Right, because he's a stubborn guy, and
I think it's an important issue.
He needs to see a psychiatrist. End of story.
Well, I'm
going to disagree with you there. I know Ian personally, and one thing that came up about Ian, sort of in a private conversation with me and my friends, was that he seems, you know, unusually well adjusted. Like one of the most happiest, sort of calm, taking things in stride kind of people I know. And so I don't see any reason for him to go see a psychologist to get fixed. You know,
yeah,
to get
repaired.
You don't believe that him espousing a view, you don't believe that him saying on the radio that 6-year-olds can have sex with adults, you don't think that's a reason to see a psychiatrist?
Joe, I've just talked to you, and he's
expressing something that he believes. He may be wrong about that, and like I said, it may be disturbing to me, but no.
I didn't say they should. Hold on a second, Joe. I didn't say they should have sex with adults. I said I might find that reprehensible, but it's none of my damn business, personally. I think that young people can make decisions for themselves. But, Mark, you had a question you wanted to ask,
right,
Joe.
Well, Joe, it's a continuum here, and you know, I asked you a question, which was, you know, whether an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old could consent to have sex with each other, and you said that you believed that it was the initiator's fault of, you know, whatever.
He called it rape.
Crime, this
actually,
rape,
yeah.
That was rape, that the initiator tried to do such a thing. And I, in my experience, I had a little a young girl that was 2 grades younger than me that lived next door to me, and she attempted to initiate something like that, okay?
How old were you?
I must have been about 10 or 11 or something like that.
And
she would have been 2 years younger than I.
2 years younger, okay.
And so I guess what you're suggesting is that this 9-year-old girl should have been put in prison for rape, right?
Well, you know, that's what you do with child offenders, how you approach it, what would you do with it. That's a totally separate question than,
It's a continuum here, Joe. Wait a second, Dale. Because what I'm asking you is, in Ian's case, it was a 10-year-old and a 16-year-old. You've decided that the 16-year-old's an adult, and I kind of agree. To me, I find this whole situation that Ian participated in very disturbing, but he's walked away from it, and what he says to himself, and I think it's a powerful position, is, like, I made those decisions. That's how it was for me. And I've had to step back and question everything that I think about this particular issue, and, so I'm asking you some questions here, and I wonder whether you're willing to think about it at all.
Can I add to that, too? And I think it's totally in line with the questions you're asking him. You just called the child an offender when you said that they can't consent, and how can that child who's unable to consent at the exact same age as the other child or a year apart, how can they be an offender when they can't possibly know that it's wrong?
Here's another way to look at that would help explain it. And of course, children are different than adults, so a child offender is different than an adult offender. But say, for example, say a child was brought up in an extremely physically abusive environment, and he'd been taught to say, hit people, even hit them with baseball bats, brutally hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, that would be totally unusual, but let's just say, hypothetical, that happened. And this child brought up like that one day goes out and clocks some other kid with a baseball bat and severely hurts them. Now, did that child commit a crime? Well, obviously, yes. Now, what you do with that child afterwards, that's kind of a different story. You know, do you send him to doctors? Do you have him... you punish him somehow? Well, that's more debatable. But, you know, the question of whether it is a crime or not is not debatable.
Well, I understand that analogy falls apart, though, really badly, because you're talking about, like, someone hurting someone else. And the case of the adult with a child, I can understand the disturbing part of that is that adult can take advantage of their authority position and it's just sheer physical power to convince the child to do something they might not otherwise have done. And so they can exploit the child. But another child the same age, that doesn't apply. And again, you're calling that child an offender. Like, whoever initiated it, that one's an offender. But it doesn't it doesn't, that situation doesn't apply, so it's not that, it's not an exploitation
anymore.
It depends
on the circumstances. Now, suppose a child was, you know, basically severely sexually abused growing up. They could have been conditioned to carry out that abuse on other children, and you know, if they carry that out, that's a crime.
I can see what you're saying, but the situation that was presented to you wasn't presented like that. I mean, just presented as it was, an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old engage in consensual activity, you know, sort of exploring, sexual exploration or something. Who's the rapist? And you say whoever initiated it.
I'm saying it depends. It depends on the circumstances, what they're doing. Like, for example, you know, are they running around naked? Are they doing something like that? Well, that's one thing. But if they're below a certain age, which is probably about, say, 11 or 12, somewhere around there, and then they carry out actual sexual acts, then it's basically pretty much certain that one child is doing some perpetration, reenacting something that's already happened to him.
I don't think that's the case. Maybe they got to see something on, you know, in naughty books or on the internet or something like that.
When is the rape? What I'd like to know is when the rape happens. In your mind, Joe, let's take the scenario with the two 11-year-olds, I guess, playing. Is it when they both get naked together?
I think it's when sexual acts take place, for example, penetration or acts involving
oral
genitalia.
Sex? Oral sex?
I would say yes.
Okay,
what about digital
manipulation? What about using one's hand on another's?
I think that would be rape.
That's rape.
Yeah.
Well,
even though
it sounds like playing doctor.
Two kids, no adults involved, and they touch each other.
See, now, Joe,
you're calling that rape. And you're saying that would not possibly happen without them reenacting something.
It's ludicrous.
I don't buy that. No.
Thank you, Joe, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I think people like Joe are ruining the Liberty Movement by their level of intolerance towards other people's sexual decisions. 800-25-
I think it's a shocking issue, and it's very difficult for people to put to address. And I think that, you know, maybe you should consider that when you bring it up.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything here. This is Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue here. You can call in about absolutely anything. Let's go to Preston in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Preston.
Hi, Preston. Gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Super.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Preston?
I'm one of the young men that has been protesting for fathers' rights. It's a nonprofit group that tries to bring public awareness to the courthouses. And I'm also personally involved. I have a 3-year-old daughter who I helped give birth to with the doctor. And, you know, I didn't see my daughter for Christmas or her birthday, December 2nd. Mm. And I've been protesting in front of the courthouse in Woodbury. In fact, I called you gentlemen one time prior, I guess about 3 months ago maybe. And, you know, I'm a veteran. I serve my country honorably. And it really blows my mind. I always was never into conspiracy theories, thought this is a land of the free, home of the brave. And it just seems like our Constitution is trampled on. It seems like we don't have a freedom of speech. Case in point, today I ended up getting arrested. And, in fact, I just got released from the hospital. I was arrested at 1 p.m. by sheriff deputies, and they felt it necessary to cause contusions to my body and to threaten me. Of which I'm going to take action tomorrow, legal action, but still, it's the point.
Wow. I mean, what were you doing at the time, just outside the courthouse or something?
Yes, I was, and actually, I actually had a case today, so when I went into my case, I quit smoking. I was a heavy smoker, a chain smoker, and my fiancé got me a gift called a blue cigarette. It's a smokeless cigarette. There's no smoke involved. It's a water vapor.
Yeah, we were talking about them earlier tonight, actually, by coincidence.
Yeah, and the sheriff officer told me there's no smoking in the courthouse. Oh, you're one of those effing protesters. I said, actually, sir, there's no law against this. I'm not violating any statute, any ordinance, any law. And from there, they proceeded to tackle me on the ground while everything's on camera.
Jeez.
And I mean to tell you, they were just the way they manhandled me. I mean, they were bashing my head inside the courthouse into the wall. And you know, I can handle myself. Like I said, I'm a veteran, but it gets to a point where you can't win fighting these people. I mean, they you know, and they had the lieutenant parading me around down the stairs saying, "We finally got you, we finally got you." And, you know, it's just, it's like...
Well, they're really winners now.
Yeah, they sure are winners. And they issued me 2 tickets, one to failure to obey instruction and disorderly persons, you know, so...
Yeah, they're favorites. They love pulling those out when they don't actually have a real crime to charge somebody with.
Well, it's funny because I broke no law. I wasn't loud. Right. I wasn't offensive. And
apparently they can just give you whatever instructions they want to, and if you don't do them, then you've broken their rules. So if they tell you to do some jumping jacks, apparently you're obligated to do them all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, what a free society we live on. I mean, I have to deal with them spitting at me, you know, and other protesters when we demonstrate, honk for equal custody. It's nothing terrorist. They were questioning me if I had firearms. They were trying to get a warrant to search my residence today because I'm a veteran. They asked me if I'm a terrorist or a member of any militia. They were asking if you are
affiliated with. Because you're a veteran, they wanted to search your place?
Yeah, they wanted. Well, I made a comment to them that this is not a free country anymore. That this is like Gestapo tactics. And I'm a veteran. I serve my country honorably. And I don't think that once my friends who I serve with find out how you're handling me, they're going to be appreciative. And from there, they went on to, "Are you a member of any terrorist group? Are you a terrorist? Do you belong to any militia?" I mean, it was just like fairy tale. You know, they memorized, read me my rights, and then at that point started questioning me. And I said, "I don't have to say nothing to you. I haven't broken any laws."
So, Preston, have they scared you off? Are you going to stop protesting now?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm not going to stop protesting. In fact, the last time you and I spoke, sir, you had mentioned, and I didn't write it down, I was driving, you had mentioned some website or something about moving with like-minded people. You had said, and I might be wrong, I think you said it was one of the New England states. It wasn't Maine.
New Hampshire. Yeah, liberty-loving people are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's freestateproject.org. The prerequisite, of course, is that you have to believe you have to sign their statement of intent, which says you believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. I, for one, am a voluntarist. I have no interest in government whatsoever. But as long as you understand that in order to be free, you have to let others be free as well, it's something you might want to look into at freestateproject.org.
freestateproject.org. I'm going to get on as soon as the end of this phone call, but I think that this country is being trampled on, our constitution, our rights, our liberties, and it's like a police state. It really is.
I think you're right about that, although I would correct you on a couple of things, just minor nitpicks. It's not your constitution. You never signed it. It was theirs.
You took an oath to it.
Well, yeah, I guess you did take an oath to it, but generally, it's the government people's, not mine. I didn't sign it. I didn't agree to it, and they don't even, you're right, they don't uphold that, they don't honor it, they don't follow it. So if they don't follow their rules, why should we follow them? Thanks, Preston, for the call tonight.
What was that?
Freestateproject.org.
Freestateproject.org.
You got it, Preston. Thanks for the call. Sorry to hear about your story out there, but it's not becoming... That kind of a story is not uncommon, where the police just acting like just out-and-out thugs without even bothering to hide their thuggery anymore. They just don't care. They can get away with it, and they know it. Let's continue with... I believe we have Josh in Massachusetts. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh, on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Josh from the Federal Crime.
Oh, hey, Josh Noon from joshnoon.com.
That's right.
Hey, what's on your mind
tonight? How you guys doing tonight?
Good, good.
Hey, I'm calling about marriage licenses. My fiancé, Lauren, and I are getting married in August, and we don't want to get a marriage license. Cause,
good on you.
It's so funny you bring that up, because I was just thinking tonight, once again, like, that I would never, I would never want a state marriage. I don't want the state involved. And why would you want the state to mess up what you got, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they mess up everything else, really, it seems.
So what's the issue? Yeah. I mean, it sounds good so far. You're both against the idea of state marriage?
Well, the issue is, it's kind of more of a parental issue.
Mm.
And we're having a decent wedding. Yeah, they're not against the idea. They're just more uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, of course they are.
And we want to kind of ease their minds and let them know that their concerns, you know, while valid, are really they're not an issue.
Are you going to write up your own marriage contract? By possibly,
yeah,
you think that would help? Okay.
Did you mention to them that George and Martha Washington didn't have a marriage certificate, and that marriage certificates are a relatively new document, and that marriage certificates were brought out by and large to limit races from marrying together, so they've always been an exclusionary document of control by the state? Have you mentioned any of these things?
Well, I wish I could worry like you do. You know, every time her father talks to me, I really love and like and respect the guy and her whole family. They're really great people. But every time they talk to me, I kind of get a little choked up and don't know what to say. So we've decided to write everything down, the pros and cons, any questions, and we're trying to answer any questions that they may have. And we've only come to a couple, it seems to be, that we can't cover. And one is claiming the marital communication of privilege in court, which means that the court can't force you to disclose confidential communications between you and your spouse, during marriage. And the only concern we have with that is we haven't been able to find any cases where someone without a marriage license has gone into court and been challenged with that.
I've had to participate in legal actions while married, and not one time has the court asked me for my marriage license. Marriage is just, it's kind of like a high school diploma. A marriage license is like a high school diploma. You act like you've got one, you've got one. And, nobody questions this thing because it's such a common thing. So, and many people from different countries wouldn't have documentation for marriage either. So, if you went to, I'm just making something up. Somebody from Pago Pago is probably going to call. But, you went to Pago Pago and you got married on the beach there in the beautiful South Pacific, wherever Pago Pago is. And, you may or may not have a document to prove that you, in fact, are the loving spouse of this individual.
Josh, what was the second issue? Because we're short on time.
Okay, yeah, well, the second issue, not really an issue. I would like to hear from other people. We set up an email address. It's called nolicensewedding@gmail.com. And if anybody has any experience with not having a marriage license, and positive or negative, please let us know. That's
excellent. Nolicensewedding@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Plug it on Facebook, too. I'll bet you get people to go there from Facebook.
Yeah, if you start a Facebook group, I'll join it, because that's a subject I'm interested in. Especially lately now in New Hampshire, gay marriage is legal.
Hey, Josh,
I don't want one.
Will you keep us in the loop and let us know how this develops and, how the family's handling it and as things goes, approach towards August?
Yeah, we'll do, guys, and I'll see you at the Liberty Forum with the band, hopefully.
Thank you, excellent. Dude. Appreciate it. He rocks, by the way. Josh Noon.
Great.
That's
band.
N-O-O-N-E, joshnoon.com. More tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.